They told the Mexican dictator in Gonzalez, come and take it. When it comes to our guns, Prats worried the current threat is from the north side of the Rio Grande. A Texan who understands the function of the Second Amendment. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, well, it's several stories, all related to the border crisis. The New York Post headline, Traitor, Texas National Guardsman caught smuggling migrant across southern border in his government SUV. Yes, the crisis is real, it's profound, and it's costly. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals held oral argument today on Texas SB 4, the law that allows us to arrest illegal crossers as a state. The media headlines immediately came out of that, accusing Texas of backtracking on the law, changing its position, and everything else. Here's what's funny. What was actually said by the Solicitor General to the justices of the Fifth Circuit was exactly what this radio host told you was the actual workings of Senate Bill 4, almost in the same language. And I've been explaining that from the beginning, and I will almost guarantee, I can't really guarantee it, but you haven't heard it from anybody else, particularly the know-nothings in the talk business. Because I haven't seen any of the people write about it in the Texas political press or anything. And yet it's being called a backtrack. And my listeners who've paid attention, that's not everybody, but a lot of you, will get exactly what this backtracking was. It wasn't backtracking at all. It's what Senate Bill 4 says instead of the media interpretation of what Senate Bill 4 says. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone them at 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. We've got news from Phelan's runoff, the drinker of the house, and other news. I still need to get into this fight with the feds over the court shopping rule and all of that we brought you last week. I bet I don't have time today. Tomorrow may be one of those shows where I have to actually say I'm not going to look at the headlines. I'm not even going to look and just do a show from all the stuff that's in the stack because, you know, a lot of things, okay, they go past there, but there's just so many important things that need to be commented on, or to me, are of such interest they need to be commented on. I don't know. We'll see. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. My friends, I have a lot of news headlines to get to, but first, let me tell you what I told you I was going to do this week. I've said it several times on the show. One of my favorite places for lunch in Lubbock, if you live in Lubbock, it's Narrow Bar. It is just so beautiful. It is just relaxed, and everything about it's great. The menu I really do like. It's a very much more compressed menu, a limited menu, but I mean that in a good way, and priced right, and they're quick. The place for lunch, Narrow Bar, $25 gift certificate I'm going to be giving away. We already awarded one a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar, and you just go to enter to win. Go to prattontexas.com. You'll see right there in the top part, it says Narrow Bar, $25 gift certificate. Enter here for a chance to win. Click on that link. You can fill out the form. I've made the entry window a little longer because many of you listen to the show on the next in the evening later or in the next morning on the podcast. So, The entry window, funny things the brain does. I like that tag. Let's just make that up. Everybody else makes up words all the time now. The entry window closes at 10 p.m. Friday instead of on Thursday, which is today, the 4th of April. It'll close at 10 p.m. Friday, the 5th of April, so you've got time to get your entry in for a gift certificate to Narrow Bar, $25. Really good place to have lunch and a real great introduction into what's really happening in the redevelopment of downtown Lubbock from private money, by the way. All right, so get your entry in at prattontexas.com. Headlines across the Lone Star State. We'll start in Abilene. Carabee C telling us that an Abilene assistant district attorney has been charged with DWI. Kelsey Huddleston booked into the jail this morning for DWI. Court records show she's a lead prosecutor in a variety of criminal cases. She was scheduled to have several cases in court the day of her arrest, including cases that involved suspects charged with DWI. Bexar County Sheriff's Patrol Sergeant placed on leave after off-duty DWI arrest. Houston Pons was arrested early this morning by police. That from KSAT. A Killeen father, it's the family values set here. Killeen father charged with murder after fatally shooting his son. KWTX says that this guy, Larry Lamont Hawkins, 53, charged with the murder in the first degree of his own son, shot him in the chest during an argument about his son owing him money. And out of everythinglubbock.com, out of Leveland, Jeremy Atkinson, or Atchison, was found guilty of capital murder yesterday for killing his mother, Jill Atchison, in Leveland in 2019. He was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Jill was a beloved dance teacher in Leveland, owned a studio there for more than 30 years. Her former students described her as a soul that was worth more than gold. All souls worth more than gold, my friends, but that's a nice test tribute to her. So there you go. Apparently, he killed his own mother. Former Houston cop Gerald Goins indicted again on murder counts in fatal 2019 drug raid. The AP says he was indicted again for his role in setting up that 2019 deadly drug raid that led to the death of a couple and revealed systemic corruption problems in the police's narcotics unit. Of course, he was center to that. He was re-indicted on two felony murder counts after a judge dismissed two similar murder charges he had previously faced. So I guess they simply tweaked the charge. An 18-year-old pleads guilty to concealing stolen Postal Service master key. Case Willis Bender, 18, pleaded guilty to having this arrow key, they call it, these master keys from the post office and stealing, you know, for stealing mail packages and stuff. Apparently, it was stolen from a letter carrier in Everman in 2023. That carrier was robbed at gunpoint. Omni Hotels and Resorts, Dallas-based company, very good company. It says it was the victim of a cyber attack, and they had to shut down all their systems late last week. But they operate. They think they've got most things back going again. Fort Worth's Bell Helicopter gets a thumbs up for state incentives in the new Chapter 403 program. Looks like replaced the bad 313, Chapter 313. I'm not sure it's much better. It certainly does have tighter controls on it. It's a big $500 million investment in Fort Worth. Of course, they're already there, so they probably would build there anyway. But, you know, now we've taught companies now all over the world. We've taught it because, you know, we got to do it because other places are doing it. We, the local voters everywhere with these EDCs and stuff, have taught companies to do nothing but put any expansion out for bid to whom the most tax incentives they can get. I don't blame the companies. Voters did it. Hotter Than Hell 100 named USA Today's best road cycling event for 2024. KFDX reporting that the big event in Wichita Falls is bested all the other big ones. It's the top one. And I will tell you, I have long praised them for this because most everybody that's hired as some kind of promotion or marketing person in visitor convention, they don't know anything about marketing and sales, or very little. They don't get it. They always try to copy other things. You need to take what you have, and it's often what you think is a disadvantage, which is the extreme heat in Wichita Falls in the summer, and turn it into an advantage. And that's what they did with this thing, and it's just become so incredibly successful. Now it's been named USA's Today's best road cycling event for the year, the Hotter Than Hell 100. All right, I've got more headlines to get to and a lot of news related to SB4 coming up on Pride on Texas.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break.
Pratt's back in a moment.
Over the past decade, dozens of Pratt on Texas listeners have become part of a unique family of Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's dental practice in Costa Rica. Many have returned, taking friends and family. The high level of personal service given our listeners by Dr. Zuniga is amazing. From your initial no-cost, no-obligation inquiry, you'll be talking directly to Dr. Zuniga to determine your needs and answer questions. That direct contact never ends. It's as if you were among the super wealthy with your own specialist on call. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com to get started.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
At Las Brisas, you'll enjoy the highest quality meats, with chicken being all natural and hormone-free, the same for the exclusive Meijer Natural Angus beef, as well as premium Wagyu beef. Fish is flown in fresh several times per week, and premium produce is sourced from top growers with field-to-kitchen traceability and rigorous monitoring at all five stages of production to ensure quality. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
It may be the stars and stripes forever for some, but to this guy, it's always Texas, our Texas, which inspires. Now helping you keep up with Texas, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
More headlines on Pratt on Texas. Patrick Mahomes Sr., Pat Mahomes' dad over there in East Texas, KETK, says, remember we reported that DWI arrest? Well, it's his third, and that makes it a third-degree felony. He's been indicted on that. And that's serious, because the first two are misdemeanors, and you get a third and a conviction, it's a prison sentence of no less than 2 years and no more than 10 years and up to a $10,000 fine. And that is not good for the former Major League Baseball player and father of the great Kansas City Chiefs quarterback and Red Raider quarterback. Sad story there. Obviously a problem with alcohol. After being fired in 2020 when Orange County Sheriff took office, we're talking about Orange County, Texas, 13 deputies are getting nearly $800,000 in back pay. KBMT tells us this story that deputies were fired the day before Orange County Sheriff Jimmy Lane Mooney took office in 2020. Now, he has a right to hire and fire his deputies. He was set to take office after winning the election. Then the sheriff, Keith Merritt, retired early and just let him take over. The 13 deputies were told in a letter they weren't the best fit and were told no other positions were available for them in the department. They were let go. Well, they filed grievances and requested arbitration. The county filed a lawsuit saying they don't have a right to arbitration hearing on the firings. The Ninth Court of Appeals disagreed with the county and sent the case back to arbitration. And the result of arbitration was they're going to be paid back pay of about $780,000. Frankly, deputies are hired at the sheriff is answerable to the public, and the deputies are hired at the will of the sheriff. And I just don't think that's right. I know people say it, don't think it's, you know, oh, everybody owes me. No, they don't. You're an at-will employee. Small businessman. Where do I go to get my money? It took nearly 20 years to build up and somebody just stole out from under me. You know, come on, get over it. Life is life. I'll tell you, there is another, there's more in the headline stack. We've got a lot today. Lacey Lakeview's police chief has been fired, according to a story at KWTX. I just find it interesting because this Jerron Barnett was chief since February of 2022. He's got an incredible military record, and I think was once Law Enforcement of the Year, had a flag flown over the Capitol in his honor. Victim in San Augustine County Sheriff's Deputy sex assault case files lawsuit. Well, there you go, out of East Texas. KTRE tells us that this ongoing situation where they had a deputy who is... Texas Rangers investigated this deputy Fountain, and he was on a charge, I think indicted on a charge of official oppression, arrested again by San Augustine County Grand Jury on four counts of sexual assault against three separate women. And he's got all kinds of problems. Well, one of his former deputy has been accused of sexually assaulting a confidential informant. This woman says that then Deputy Terry Fountain told a lady that she would help him. She had some outstanding warrants, and he told her he would help him if he gave information about crimes and drug use in the area, right? So, yeah, but he ratcheted up to sexual favors, she claims. And boy, what a mess this guy's been. North Texas man sentenced to 37 years in prison for anti-Muslim shooting. Most of the headlines were sentenced on hate crimes, and he was. Hate crimes is a stupid law. It's about what's in a person's heart. You can't tell. It's wrong. It's nothing but Soviet model show trial stuff. That's all it is. Now, did this guy do it? 39-year-old Anthony Paz Torres? Yeah, he did it. He went and shot up a tire place in North Texas, Omar Wheels and Tires, on Christmas Eve back in 2015. And he admits to targeting Muslims in retaliation for the ISIS-related attacks in Garland and in California. You'll recall there was a big attack in Garland. Police officer put him down. Now, so the feds, this Merrick Garland and the Biden administration, came in here and put him up on charges for hate crimes related to this. And he pleaded guilty to 5 hate crime counts. Hate crimes are un-American. Everything about that's un-American. He's already pleaded guilty to 1 count of using a firearm to commit murder. Murder's the crime, folks. Murder and assault. He's already been convicted in the state of Texas on the actual crime, and he's already serving a 35-year sentence on state murder charges for it. That's the real charge. And he's going to be credited for time served in state custody. So he only got 2 extra years out of this. Folks, this was a political show prosecution, which is what hate crimes allows for. Hate crimes themselves, it's un-American. Everything about them, I just don't understand why so many people fail for this stuff. It's just crazy. The crime is murder. Where's the love murder? Would you show me the love murders? Well, it's worse when it's done because they're targeting somebody. Excuse me, what the hell do you think murder inherently is in every case? Congratulations to some young athletes at Atascocita High School in Texas. The 4x100 relay team is shattering records. They're the fastest in the country. The coach says their new record of 38.982 would have finished 6th or 7th in the Olympics, and it could beat some college teams. Good for them. Well, out in West Texas in the great town of Marfa, it's a big artsy town, and the reason for that is the Judd Foundation, the great Donald Judd and his minimalist postmodernist design work is all based there. And Marfa Public Radio has a piece out today that Marfa's Judd Foundation is suing Kim Kardashian for allegedly falsely claiming that wooden tables at her TV, skincare company were authentic Donald Judd designed furniture pieces, and putting this out, you know, in video and stuff. Trademark infringement lawsuit was filed in federal court this week, stems from an August 2022 YouTube video in which Kardashian showed off the sleekly designed offices of her SKKN, I guess, skin or something by Kim company. At one point in the video, which TMZ put a clip up this week of, Kardashian walks over to what she calls Donald Judd tables, pointing out a pair of long wooden tables that echo the distinctive design aesthetic of the late minimalist artist. The Judd Foundation said it brought the lawsuit because the video still was up on YouTube after they'd told them to take it down and told her to take it down. It was still up recently. It had more than 3.7 million views. It's not available now after the lawsuit was filed. They're also accusing Los Angeles-based firm of Clements Design of purposefully designing, building, and promoting fake plywood versions of Judd tables. Fire at Airbnb rental forced woman to climb out window, suit alleges. The Southeast Texas Legal Record is reporting on this case. Lady stayed in an Airbnb last year in Houston. It caught on fire. She had no choice but to climb out the window and escape the inferno. The lawsuit says she hung from the windowsill till she fell and injured her left leg and ankle. The owner of the house, David Plowden, is accused of failing to maintain the property to prevent the fire. I just wanted to bring this up because I am dealing with in a very nice house place where my neighboring house is now an Airbnb rental. And in other property I own, I'm surrounded by what were once owner-occupied, owner-used places. They're being rented out all the time. I just want to explain something to you folks. As somebody who's been self-employed my entire life since I was 15 years old, you better think twice about this renting out your personal property. I don't think any of you have a clue. I don't even care if you read all that stuff that Airbnb and a few of the other online services provide for you, certain types of insurance, as long as you use their system and all that. By the way, that's never going to cover you if you're actually negligent, because the insurance company will be the first to sue to get out from under covering you. That's how the game is played. What I'm telling you is you have no concept the amount of liability you're taking on in renting that house out. You are putting your entire personal life savings, your home, and everything you have at risk every single day. If you're going to do this stuff, those assets need to be properly and legally transferred into some kind of corporate structure. You need to set up, use an attorney that specializes in that, get all this stuff set up separately, and then run it properly so that the corporate veil cannot be pierced the first time something goes wrong and find you liable. You're going to lose everything. People are just ignorant about the amount of liability involved in renting out property like this to strangers, my friends. Back in a moment on SB4.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Federal investigators blamed human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractor, this is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811.
Costa Rica is a world center for dentistry, and while there are many large clinics catering to Canadians, Americans, and Europeans with good prices, they still have the push-em-through maximize cash flow model. That's not what you'll find with our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga. With Dr. Zuniga, you'll be the patient, the center of attention for your entire stay, beginning from airport arrival until you leave for home. It's a level of care, a family in a sense, few've ever experienced. Click the dental care banner at PrattonTexas.com to learn more.
Welcome, Texans, and those who wish you were. It's time for more Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your king of the Texas commentariat, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The big news today, making all the national press and state press too, but mostly the national press, headlines like, Texas went too far on SB4, Solicitor General says. That's on a conservative-friendly outlet, the Dallas Express. Law 360, one of the big legal sites in the country. Texas backtracks at Fifth Circuit on extent of immigration arrest law. I have read many headlines similar, trying to make it appear that we just dropped the ball and changed our arguments and all of this stuff before the Fifth Circuit. They just rapidly scheduled these arguments. I think they announced it maybe yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday that they announced, we're going to do hurry-up arguments on this SB4 situation. And my friends, the Attorney General's pretty mad about it because he's put out a statement. He says, as counsel explained, Texas has gone as far as Arizona versus the U.S. by allowing. By the way, you're going to find through this that everything that they're saying was a backtrack is what probably I was the only writer or radio host in Texas telling you the actual detailed functionings of SB4 and telling you how much of this stuff was a lot of stretching and a lot of puffery and not correct. And I also told you during the legislative session, how many of you remember? Raise your hand if you remember me telling you the entire purpose of this law was to get back to court and try to get the Arizona decision back before the Supreme Court of the United States now that it's constituted differently. I said that many times on this program, but nobody talks about that, or very few do. But that's not even the real central part. But I needed to say that to say here's part of the Attorney General's statement put out after all these media outlets today went crazy. As counsel explained, Texas has gone as far as Arizona versus the U.S. allows by using the state's sovereign police power to protect the border in a way that mirrors rather than conflicts with federal law. The OAG Office of Attorney General has also expressly explained in our briefing to both the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit and the U.S. Supreme Court that if Arizona preempts even state laws that criminalize the very border crossings that federal law also makes unlawful, Arizona should be overruled. I told you all from the beginning that that's the purpose of this case, is to get a completely new, an overturning or a completely new definition and ruling that changes this Arizona versus the U.S. case. Then the AG says Texas argued the provisions of SB 4 were written to be within the scope of Arizona, meaning that court precedent. Additionally, Texas explained how the federal government has no right to bring this lawsuit in the first place because Congress never authorized such litigation. Afterwards, media outlets such as CNN, folks, it was all of them today, took phrases from the hearing out of context to mislead their audience about the arguments Texas made. Texas in no way made any concession despite CNN and others' dishonest reports to the contrary. These outlets did not contact the Attorney General for comment. That is correct. Now, if you read what was reported, though, you're going to agree with those outlets. And they're not lying about what the Solicitor General said. What I'm telling you is, you have heard from me that what the lawsuit is all about, what SB 4 is all about, and the legal positions over it. And you've heard the truth here, and that's all that was spoken today in court. The reason it sounds like Texas has changed its path on this, And I will say the Solicitor General made one inartful comment when he said Texas, you know, may have overreached or something like that. Went too far on SB 4. It's just one line out of a lot of live commentary back and forth. You're not reading from a prepared brief when you're answering the questions. Nothing is new here, but it's new to most people, including our elected officials and everybody else, who just reads media reporting on everything and doesn't understand how things work. Let's go to Law 360, because they're a top reporter on this stuff. They're not partisan. Texas backtracks at Fifth Circuit on extent of immigration arrest law. Here's part of what they reported. Texas Solicitor General denied that the state's controversial law aimed at arresting unauthorized immigrants would result in removing them. I know some of the listeners out there are already going and saying, Pratt, you said it. You explained it over and over, but nobody else talks about it. The Solicitor General denied that the state's controversial law aimed at arresting unauthorized immigrants would result in removing them, telling perplexed Fifth Circuit judges on Wednesday that they were wrong to have concluded the law likely encroaches on federal jurisdiction. I told you this over and over, that there is no mechanism in SB 4 for actually removing a person. No. And in fact, what undermines the Fed's claims against this is that, yes, a judge can issue a removal order and if you accept it, it's your choice. If you're here illegally and you accept it, if you deny it, we can put you in jail for illegally crossing the border. But if you accept it, what do? Do we deport you? Nope. We hand you right over to federal authorities and then they can do whatever they want to. And their actions on that issue are supreme to the state. We've never made an argument over that. I have explained this countless times. No one writing in the press, even the conservative press in Texas, in my memory, there probably are a few cases, have bothered to really get to the nut of this, to get to the root of it and understand it. And a bunch of our politicians, including those involved with it, haven't been able to explain this either in interviews. Solicitor General Nielsen said during oral arguments on the merits of the injunction that the panel had incorrectly determined that the law, meaning the panel of the Fifth Circuit, would allow Texas state officials to remove non-citizens who are in the midst of federal immigration proceedings before their cases get resolved. Although Nielsen had previously asked to sever the removability provision, this is a lawyerly thing where you want to argue different arguments separately. He had asked to sever the removability provision of the law in an effort to get the injunction lifted. He said today that SB 4, before the court, that SB 4 does not have a removal component and it requires Texas to take individuals subject to the law to be turned over to federal immigration officials at ports of entry. Federal officials can then process the individuals and issue notices for them to appear in immigration court to start removal proceedings, he said. We didn't backtrack at all. This is what Pratt on Texas listeners have understood all along if they were listening. There is no removal provision in this law. We give the feds the ultimate say over that. Now, the story at Law 360 goes on to say the explanation perplexed U.S. Chief Circuit Judge Priscilla Richmond, That's because everybody seems to have, even the judges seem to have gotten their knowledge from the TV stories and the media stories instead of what the law says. Or all the stuff that the other side, the open borders crowd, has submitted in their briefs, because it's all a lot of BS. She said, so the government's going to say, here's your notice or whatever, stay in southern Texas? What has the statute then accomplished? Folks, I told you this during the session when this passed and right after, didn't I? I said, the fact of the matter is, arresting people, all that's good, and it will have, you know, some effect and whatever. But ultimately, SB4 doesn't have any accomplishment in the way that people were presenting it, because we just turn them over to the feds. The feds can then just let them go in the country. Now, why are you for SB4? Because what did I tell you at the start of this? And what did I tell you back in the session? The purpose of SB4 is to argue this case, try to save enough of it in the appellate process, even if it's just one or two pieces of the bill, to get this before the Supreme Court. This is the national purpose of legal scholars of helping us write SB4 and pass it, to try to get this ridiculous ruling, this far overreaching ruling in Arizona versus the U.S., reheard before a newer constituted Supreme Court. Different balance of ideology and federalism on the court now. So she asked, what would the statute accomplish? Nielsen said the state could not prosecute individuals under SB4 after dropping them off at a port of entry, provided federal officials process them and give them an immigration hearing date. In other words, once we put them back with the feds after a judge has ordered their expulsion, we have no expulsion mechanism in this bill. We turn them over to the feds. If the feds process them then and release them into the country, the state no longer has any jurisdiction. We haven't deported anyone. I've explained this over and over. Look, the state of Texas did not change its position. It's just all the reporters and politicians and people babbling on about it for the last few months didn't understand the law themselves.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
Over the years, I've heard from many listeners saying how glad they were to discover Hart Heating and AC. I understand the compliments because Keith Hart and all the folk at Hart Heating and AC take care of my needs too, and do so with an ethical commitment that's sadly lacking today among many. Join other listeners. Discover the service of Hart Heating and AC. Take your business to heart. HartHeatingandAC.com.
It's an Abilene Sunday tradition. Mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak. Fabulous veggies served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. All from Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene. Bell's Chicken Dinner House serves you fantastic fresh food every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner. And on Sunday, it's the perfect traditional after-church lunch. The catfish is fantastic, too. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Every Pratt on Texas show is a special session. Here's your host, keeping Texas great, Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Look, it's not just an old Rush Limbaugh, I told you so. This is serious, and it's one of the reasons why I get quite upset about the quality of so-called conservative radio people and others out there who just don't really know anything except the headlines they're reading. And this is what our problem in the press now. By the way, it's natural. It's not one person's big sin. We all do it. I do it too. You see all this body of headlines and stories over and over, and it starts to roll up into a bigger and bigger snowball. And it just becomes, even though things that are very wrong are repeated, they're repeated over and over, and people just believe them. But I'm saying, if you're covering Texas politics, you should have been covering this from the beginning, because if you were and you actually read the bill, you actually listened to what was going on, you were actually aware of the testimony and the think tanks and everybody helping Senator Perry and Texas pass Senate Bill 4, you would know that the primary purpose of this is to try to get back to the Supreme Court on the Arizona versus U.S. decision. Texas did not change anything. They did not backtrack today in court. I told you over and over exactly what they're reporting that the Solicitor General told to the justices. It surprises everybody once again, because we're surrounded by people, including some politicians who go out and speak in favor of this and talk to it to local media. We're surrounded by laziness where they just don't learn it all. And look, that's going to happen to any of us on certain things where we just don't know all the backstory. But this is one of the big, big issues, and everybody talking to it should understand it before they go popping off. Now, Law 360 says SB4 authorizes Texas law enforcement officers to arrest people suspected of crossing the border without authorization between ports of entry, and it empowers state judges to order a convicted individual, quote, to return to the foreign nation from which that person entered, end quote. That's right. I told you that all along, didn't I? The judge can order it, but there's no mechanism to do it. All we can do is hand them over to feds at a port of entry. And then all, it's up to the feds. And if they say, oh, no, we're going to process them, give them a court date, boom, they're released. We have no sovereignty over that anymore under the way SB4 is written. And that's why the attorney general's mad at the way the media did it. He should have said it more clearly. The purpose of this case was to get the Arizona versus U.S. back to the Supreme Court. And we believe our position before the court is we wrote SB4 within the confines of Arizona versus the U.S. You understand? And now if you're going to say, wait a minute, I mean, it violates Arizona versus U.S. Well, where? And this is where you get the conflict and how you get it back to the Supreme Court. It makes illegal entry a state crime, imposing mandatory prison sentences ranging from 6 months to 20 years. But they only have to serve that if they don't agree to go supposedly self-deport, which means going to a port of entry, and then the feds are in control. Nielsen conceded that Texas tried to draft a law that runs up against U.S. Supreme Court precedent while allowing the Lone Star State to take steps to protect the border. Now, to be fair, maybe Texas went too far, and that's the question this court's going to have to decide. What did he actually say? We tried to draft a law that runs up against court precedent. He's talking about Arizona versus U.S. This is the very point. They're all saying that we switched gears here and we're admitting we did. No, we're saying we pushed the limits. We believe we're within the limits of Arizona versus U.S., but we know we've pushed it to the extreme, to the very edges. That's our purpose. This isn't a loss. This is what we're doing. Reading from the Arizona decision, Judge Oldham noted a basic uncertainty about what the law means and how it be enforced from the court's majority in upholding that provision in the absence of a definitive interpretation from the state courts to determine if it conflicts with federal law. If I can pause and editorialize for a moment, Mr. Nielsen has said, this is the chief judge talking today, Mr. Nielsen has said he has uncertainty about it. The chief judge has said that she's had uncertainty about it. And today you've said that you've had uncertainty about it, Judge Oldham said, referring to SB4. The judge said everyone agrees Arizona is the government's best case, including him, but the Arizona court did not do what the Biden administration is asking the Fifth Circuit to do here by declaring that the entirety of Senate Bill 4 is preempted by federal law before the statute has even gone into effect. That's what I'm hung up on, he said. And I'm trying to ask why it is you want to so radically extend the Arizona rationale in this case, Judge Oldham said. And he's talking to these guys that are working against Daniel Tenney with Department of Justice. He was making that argument to the feds. You know, they're saying, well, Arizona settled the case, except he said, yeah, but now you're asking us to do something that Arizona case did not touch upon or do from your side. See, in other words, you've got problems on both sides of this. Tenney for the DOJ contested that the Biden administration's trying to extend the Arizona decision, saying the criminal provisions of SB4, which would allow the state to arrest individuals who unlawfully enter the U.S. and either imprison them or order them to be removed, is in line with the part of the Arizona law the justices struck down. Talking about the Supreme Court back then. He added that the federal government has complete dominion over entry and removal. And you got all these not-for-profits in here, these NGOs. Texas has challenged the standing of the nonprofits in the suit, and Judge Oldham gave a nod to that during Wednesday's hearing, saying the injuries they allege, the diversion of substantial resources and frustration of their organizational missions, are hypothetical because the law hadn't taken effect. Quote, Your case would be obviously stronger if the law goes into effect and then you have actually injured individuals who then create these indirect injuries that you've alleged, the judge said. This goes to standing. We always hear about standing. The federal government is trying to say that this law shouldn't be allowed to go into place. The argument is, yes, it should be, and then let people challenge it in state courts first, see how it goes. That's the normal procedure. And then you can bring all of these issues become judicially ripe for handling. And this is true. All these outsiders suing in this stuff, because, you know, we're being damaged and all this other. Nielsen said in this thing, in the hearing, that this was created to push, quote, the line of Supreme Court precedent. That's what he said. And I told you this from the beginning. Now, I've got a lot of other important news I just can't get to. We'll see. Let me get to this big story, though, out of the New York Post. Traitor. Specialist Savion Amari Donovan Johnson, 26, in this video that's been released, being seen dragged out of a vehicle by members of DPS and Kenny County Sheriff's deputies. He was arrested Sunday in Brackettville after a chase reached over 100 miles an hour. He's charged with evading arrest, smuggling of persons, and unlawfully carrying a weapon. He was a Texas soldier deployed to the Eagle Pass Crossing as part of Operation Lone Star. Sheriff Brad Coe told the news outlet that Johnson turned around when he approached Border Patrol checkpoint on Highway 674, where they tried to stop him. DPS used spike strips. The illegal alien jumped out and fled before he gave himself up later and was processed by Border Patrol. Suspect who was armed... The Border Patrol guy was promised 5,000 to 6,000, what Border Patrol, guardsmen, 5 to 6 grand for smuggling in the illegal alien, according to News Nation. If the allegations are true, the accused is a traitor and a criminal, a spokesman for Governor Abbott told Fox News in a statement. Folks, I mean, this stuff, one person, 5 or 6,000, we're getting millions of people. In fact, I read this week a very long, and it's always frustrating to read stuff at Rolling Stone, but they do some really big-time journalism because they're all counterculture people, smoking weed, doing drugs. This is normal lifestyle to them. They don't realize how abnormal it is. But there is a fabulous piece about a Texas A&M, I think Corpus Christi, guy was, you know, resident assistant, big frat guy and all, and his buddies and everybody that were involved in smuggling years ago and got caught, and he had to turn state's witness and how endemic this is. I mean, it's just all over. By the way, there's an exclusive at Breitbart today. Randy Clark. Migrants continue to breach the El Paso border barriers. There is a National Guardsman and telling a source, senior source, who's not authorized to talk to the media, telling they're cutting these things 75 to 100 times a day. They're continuing to do this stuff, and it's not stopping at all. This is a tremendous problem, and if the federal government isn't going to do its job, the states have a right to protect themselves, and that's what's at issue. Couldn't get to the Phelan stuff. I'll do it tomorrow. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.